Spectacular Diagnostics.
Hello and welcome back to the preview show. It might be the opening weekend, but we are here to look at the French classics, not the Belgian classics. It is Fon Ardèche and the Fon Drôme Classic, and I am once again delighted to be joined by James Knox of Soudal Quickstep. James, how are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. It's it is opening weekend here. It's just opening weekend for the climbers, the Ardennes, isn't it? To be fair.
So
have a little crack at this weekend.
How was your Algarve? We obviously saw you on the TV.
Well, this is it, mate.
For Remco.
The thing is, it went so well. I had to ask you to do this podcast again because I was like, is that it? Lucky
well,
on, wasn't it?
I mean, it has been said before that just speaking to me brings out amazing performances.
Yeah. Wonder who said that.
Me.
Yeah.
Right. So we are looking at, first of all, Fon Ardèche, which is tomorrow, which is 169K. It is a rather hilly little beauty. Let me find my notes there. Ardèche is 3,000 meters of climbing. So
sounds right. Yeah.
Pretty tough, really. And it features like a big lap and then like a little lap. So the big lap includes a couple of these kind of main climbs, including a climb straight from the gun, which is hard enough, 9K, 4.5%, but it's really all about this final circuit, which includes, now let me get my French on point, Val d'Enfer, let's go for that. It's 1.5 at 10.7%.
Does that not mean the valley of death of hell, d'enfer?
Well, I'm not really that good at French.
I think enfer. Do you know, you're asking the wrong person as well. I won't pretend to know anything. I'm not sure. Okay, anyway,
let's just call it the valley of death.
Hell, I think.
Valley of hell, sorry, which is a really hard little kind of punchy effort. As I said, 1.5 at 10.7%. It's on this really kind of narrow road. Now, it is a headwind, but
yes,
on both sides, could be a little bit of protection there from the wind, but still, headwind is headwind.
It's weird to say that. I think it's always headwind there, actually, from the two times I've done this race, from memory.
Yeah, so that should hold it together a little bit. First time up it is still well over 40k to go. Then we've got the valley, and then we've got the longer of the two climbs. That's actually
the second time we do it. We do it earlier in the lap as well, in those. We do it three times.
Oh, the valley of...
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got one at this in the first half.
Yeah.
This longer climb is kind of, I'm just going to say more significant, that's probably wrong. It is called San Roman de l'Herpe. It is officially 6.3K at 7.6%, but it starts with a climb that's actually got its own name, the Mur de Cornas, 2K at 10.6%, which sounds vile.
Yes, and it's changed slightly from the previous years that we do it. I don't know if you clocked this. I hadn't clocked this. The directors told me today that we normally go up this first, just about where you've got the marker on there.
Yeah.
We go up this first steep section with the hairpins, and then we actually turn off to the right and we take this little dip and kick it, and we come back around onto what you can see there onto the Bellevue. But now we just continue making a more steady climb the whole way up. So we sort of used to go up it in like a steep part in the beginning, a steep little descent, and then climb around back onto that road that we're doing this year. So it's slightly different to what it has been at least last year. I couldn't remember how we did it exactly 3 years ago when I was here last time, but slight little change there.
Now, I noticed straight away it's even narrower. The last one, it's really, really tight. This time, on this part of it, it's a tailwind. And, 2K at 10.6%, that is significant. And then, obviously, it doesn't stop. It just keeps on climbing, which I'm led to believe, not that I've ever done it myself, I'm led to believe that is just awful. The fact there is no descent, it just keeps on climbing. Obviously, not as steep, but it just goes all the way. It keeps going, and then at the crest, there's 20K to go.
Yeah.
If you're a now, we'll talk about it later. There's a number of what I would call wall specialists here. Woods, Skelmoser, Van Gils, Gregoire, people like that. If you're not one of these guys, I think you're probably wanting to make this climb as hard as possible. If you're a Felix Gall, for example,
Yeah, exactly. I use them.
you want this tough, tough, tough. And then we've got the descent itself, which is, it's not the most complicated descent I've ever seen in my life.
It's very fast and tricky actually when you get further down into the town. You come like racing around some of these corners. You know, French roads are notoriously annoying. You got like speed bumps and not traffic islands, but bits of road furniture. And yeah, for what is a pretty fast descent, you've got quite a lot to think about in the last 5K. Often in the earlier laps, if you're there in the bunch, it often splits up when you come off the bottom quite significantly.
And then a little bit of valley, and we go back to our Denver climb. This time, crests with just 6K to go.
Yeah.
And as you can see from the graphic, for those that are looking at it on YouTube, it is narrow, narrow to begin. And then there's this little left turn. And then you're
Yeah.
straight into this kind of wall. Straight road goes up for about just over a K. Positioning obviously is going to be important. And it is one for the wall specialist, isn't it?
Yeah, but I would have to imagine it's not going to be a classic. Everyone gets there with fresh legs, straight fire. It's going to be in, you know, previously years it's been in ones and twos and smaller groups coming back. So it's not a proper out and out who gets here and is the most explosive for a few minutes up a steep climb. It's a bit of a hangs in the balance on just how hard they go on the one before. But yeah, it is a seriously hard little kicker. It's yeah, you're out the saddle. If you're one of those guys, you can do 4 minutes full whack out the saddle. You can drop everyone here.
And hats off to the this boy running up it on the street view.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an effort.
Going all right, yeah.
I'll remind you of the old days running up hills.
Yeah. True.
Now, as I mentioned a few of the rate riders. We've also got Ayuso, we've
Yeah.
got Hershey, but he was, I'm going to say, ranked rotten in Algarve. We've got Bardet. Stevie Williams, so quite a competitive start list. We've got quite strong teams. You've mentioned that there sometimes it splits up. The weather last year made it split really early, but the wind was ridiculous last year. Whereas this year it's cold, but it's sunny and the wind isn't too bad. Now, I'm expecting the race to be held together until we get on this kind of shorter lap. I think there's enough teams to do that. What do you think?
Well, that's actually what happened last year. It was the windier one was the drone race last year here.
Is that not
Um, it was all a big fight to just where you've got the little cursor there. The descent before everyone fights to be in position. Then they go for hell for leather up the second time the steep one. And then it's a big fight for position for the longer, very obviously harder climb. And last year, Gaudu and Alaphilippe sort of cleared off on that climb, just better legs than everyone else and battled it out, and they could get rid of each other on the last steep one. But kind of shows you how selective it is, where basically a full bunch was coming into the second to last, the biggest climb, and only two guys survived away. So, in all honesty, you'd have to expect something similar where prior to the penultimate climb, we just go faster and faster, and everyone races to be in front, races to be in position. Maybe a team like Trek or UAE do a full acceleration if they've got everyone. All the numbers in front and try and string it out and make it as hard as possible behind. But yeah, the race is going to be shaped on that longer climb. It's so hard in the first 2K and then it keeps going, like you say.
And then as it's a flat finish, flat last 3K is flat. So I'm thinking if you're Michael Woods, that's not good, because there's a number of these guys who just have really fast sprints as well as being super climbers, especially
Yeah.
Moser. I think he's lightning fast. Ayuso's pretty fast as well.
Yeah.
So your Woodsies of the world would have loved it to finish at the top of the last climb. I don't know if you managed to watch any of the races from last weekend. Obviously, you were racing yourself, but Woods was looking pretty good. Probably unlucky not to get a better result. Your own team, doesn't arrive with the big hitters. So there's Gelders, Magnier, Masnada, Hubi, Vervaka, and the legend that is Peter Seri.
Yeah.
Seri for the break.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, if he wants. I mean, like you say, we've not got the hit squad here, so we're not going to be riding, you'd imagine. We'll try and get involved in the action as much as possible, so I don't see why someone shouldn't go for the break.
And then yourself might be freed up for a little bit of action.
Yeah, I think they're sort of eyeing me up to take a bit of protected role into that normal climb and see how I go, and I'm curious to see with how good the legs were in Portugal what that means, but I'll give it a crack anyway because it's Saturday, certainly suits me a lot better than Sunday.
I mean, this little climb reminiscent of something you'd see at home.
True, yeah, it is, to be fair.
So there's no excuses, really.
There is no excuses. No, I mean, normally I'm always here to get a kick in, it feels like, so I'm quite curious, you know. I'm here in good shape for the first time. I think it's maybe the third time I've done these races, and they've always been pretty hard, so hoping I get involved in the action tomorrow.
And then Sunday, the Drome Classic. As
Aye.
you said, not really your kind of cup of tea. So first and foremost, it's windier. So we're
Yes,
talking
and it,
sort of 25 kilometers per hour.
I think it even could be windier than that on Sunday here, gust wise, but yeah,
Yeah.
probably steady wind, yeah.
It's pretty sheltered, but if you've got really strong wind, there's enough open spots for it to kind of split
Yeah.
apart if
There's just a
MVP
lot of
really wants it.
spots on the course where you do like these awkward little steep climbs or dead turn descents. So the bunches are lined up naturally. So if a team's all there in front and they just start whacking out corners, you really can't hurt people behind on that those opening circuits. Yeah, it's not very nice.
And then if it does stay together for a relatively big group in the last 50K, there's one, two, three, four, five, six
Yeah.
climbs. And then there's a seventh climb, which is a rise up to the line.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice race. I honestly, it's less suited to me, but when obviously the opening laps aren't amazing spectacle, but in terms of like it hangs in the balance quite well there. You know, you've got these three climbs that get progressively slightly harder, and they sort of one after another, and yeah, if you really wanted to. And the thing is, we've sort of got a mixed team here, but there are some teams like UAE Trek that are sort of, I think, will be fully motivated just to go as hard as they can on those climbs and to let the, you know, make a bigger selection as possible, take the numbers down, and then have like an open, completely open race with 30K to go. So curious to see, but yeah, can sort of hang in the balance there. Sort of goes, it goes, you know, goes a few ways on Sunday.
And then the finish itself was quite an interesting little one. A couple of corners inside the final 800 meters. There's also this
That's
narrow,
it, yeah.
as hell.
Yeah.
Walls either side.
Got us racing down a little ginnel, little, it's a very rare little.
I want to
I
look
was
at
in the
Robinson
bus.
for this.
Yeah, look at this, it's ridiculous.
No, that can't be it, is it?
And then it goes up.
All right, and then it gets. Let's have a look. So it's relatively wide as you turn onto it. And then when you get to this point, I was going
Yeah.
to say, Carl not allowed. Oh my goodness me. That is incredibly narrow and incredibly steep, over 10%.
Like, I don't know if you remember it last year, but the chasing group behind Perez was just sort of like riding into each other going through that bit there.
See, I think I gave up last year because it was just ridiculously windy and like it was utter chaos.
Well, I was in the bus after 20K thinking the same thing, but everyone else was still out there racing.
I think I was too busy watching Kurna.
Yeah. Wise choice, maybe.
Yeah, and
I was
then
it was crazy last year though. It was a bit of a, you think you could debate whether it should have gone ahead, but anyway, the lads did well.
I mean, what type of rider? Like, obviously, you've got to climb relatively well, but you don't have to be a climber, but you also punch at the end. So, a lot of these guys who I've mentioned already that have got a sprint, maybe I'm going to go a little bit more favourable on little Romain Grégoire. from FDJ,
Super. Great
who's
shout, yeah.
real punchy, punchy guy. I think the climbs on Saturday will be too hard for him, to be honest.
Yeah.
But this type of race, right up his street.
I think as well he might have been in Tenerife in January with some of those FDJ boys, so could be at a very high level. I mean, we've even got Paul Manier here, and there's a bit of a we'll give him a run out, see what he's capable of surviving. I think there won't be any pressure or any stressor, but he's on a flyer and the race stays quite controlled over those climbs. You know,
What's
having a guy like
we watched them in Oman, obviously won the sprint in Mallorca, and then they said afterwards that he beat Melia a couple of times in team camp,
Yeah.
and then he goes to Oman and he wins. I mean, one stage, I think again he was meant to be leading out,
That's right, yeah.
and then oh sorry,
Yeah. Yeah,
the
what did he do?
he
It's
needs
like
to
a
work on
400
his
meter.
leading out skills.
Yeah, I know. Bloody hell, but he was flying. He's just a monster with those uphill sprints, the amount of power he has, so.
What do you make of him in camp? I mean, he's only young. To be honest, I didn't know a lot about him until this month.
Yeah, neither really, but I mean, I just did December. I wasn't there in January, I was in Australia, but I was also very, very impressed. And he's a nice, sweet lad, you know, he's only 19, 20, and he's sort of eager to learn and listen. And I think everyone's really, really impressed. And also, he's just what an exceptional start, a bit like you say. And I think the whole team's been caught a bit by surprise as well. I think they knew they had a talent, but they weren't. I don't think anyone knew that he was going to have this such an exceptional sprint, you know. I think they thought they were signing this big, strong mountain bike lad who'd survive difficult races and have a good punch, and then suddenly they've got a world-class sprinter on their hands. So I don't understand. It's been a bit, it's got, you know, most people have been pretty shocked.
And whoever was on the scouting team is going to get a big pat on the back from Mr. Lefebvre, because also Lamperti is another
Yeah.
one who's just started sensationally well.
Yeah. The pair of them, yeah, they're, you know, they're a little. Yeah, what combo for the minute and what start to season they had. I mean, also for me, what Lamperti did in Oman, surviving that Muscat classic climb, and then he lost both times to Finn Fisher Black, one of those, that punchy day in Oman where there was a climb. It
Yeah,
was a
that
summit
was
finish, wasn't it? And he still finished second. We didn't have very good live images that day, but like from what I understand, it's a guy of his size, a guy that's supposed to be a sprinter, it's just phenomenal.
I mean, that was the Quarrat stage, and that's 3K at 7% hilltop finish. That was, you know,
Yeah.
that day, like he did well in Muscat, but like to finish second on a hilltop finish, 3K at
Yeah.
7% ahead of puncher climbing guys.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise
Outstanding,
he's
yeah.
going to Kerna. It's not a surprise he starts on Sunday in Kerna
Yeah.
well. So in terms of you, obviously Saturday's the better race for you. Sunday, you'll be working for others, I would imagine. What would be a
Well, I think so.
successful weekend?
I
Put
mean,
pressure on
I know.
yourself. Come on, here we go.
Well, okay then, a bit of pressure on myself. It would be to get finish with those front guys, which would probably mean top 10 on Saturday. If I've got the legs for it, top 10 on Saturday, and then on Sunday would be, to be honest, Sunday's a funny one because I can still be pretty useful. You know, if any team really sets the race going or launches early there, then I can be in the mix and get in front and you know, either close things down or sit on some moves or make other teams chase. So I'm quite enjoying to going out towards Sunday and having no stress, but maybe just take a flyer and follow some moves and take the race to them without really worrying about where the final result is.
And as you said, it should be a good couple of days of racing. Good strong teams, weather not too bad. Couple of real kind of nice tough climby days to get in the legs, nice and early in the season, and then move on to the next races.
Yeah, no, these are. Honestly, they feel like massively overlooked difficult races. You know, we've always got a great lineup here. I know he's raced really, really hard for like an early season. So, you know, a little, to me, it feels like a semi-classic every year I turn up here, you know, in terms of non-Ardennes hilly classic. These two are way up there for just how difficult they are.
And I would imagine if you've seen it, AG2R, who have started the season like a house on fire, they've got, we've mentioned Gal, but they've got about four or five guys who have already shown their head this season.
Yeah.
Team
Yeah, you're
Gal
right. They've been going
obviously was good.
very well, haven't they? All race, every race I've seen them at, they've always had guys, and they've had numbers in the final. They've had guys winning races.
I mean, usually we get to this point of not won a race yet. They're usually one of the last. This year, Ben O'Connor obviously doing it in UAE Tour this week as well. So, yeah, should be a good couple of races. Right, James. Well, thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Fingers crossed you can do something this
Yeah,
weekend, continue the good run, and then you'll have to come back on next time as well.
that's the plan, mate.
Right. See you later, James. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much. Spectacular diagnostics. Full kumite, accumulate pace. First razor blade for the gate. We move from weight to win the weight. Wise ways, precise aim. Trying to rhyme like this might lead your mind strain. The times change. Flight delayed like haze. Thoughts looking like they foundation might cave. The look in my eyes resemble the ice age. The clocks of the path, the rent park is way park waves. Like moves on, move raw. Involuntarily eat your full paw. Feel like a painter who can't do wrong. Fallatio from lazy do fall. To ball cane. But brought a broad brain with it. Game, you small change. He threw like a solid grand, probably 10. We push it in the hallway, on guard always.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, not daddy. Oh, yeah. I feel like. Should be fossilized in amber. Wise commander, fuck all the lies and slanders. When it come to ill niggas, you sound like a standard. Feathers and quillers, I write the standards. Cobra, cuanto tu me cobra. Tengo dinero, pero no me sobra. You want the flake of the boulder, then I'm introducing the baking soda. Into the Yoda palaces, we go to some blowing haze in circles in Minnesota. Buffaloes in their barrio. Drama with disco, King Mario. Shotty blow in the hands of the Sicario. I reload the pill. Off without watching his body fall. Porky ass and the mighty gone. Rainbow headband, Sylvester Stallone. Skull and bone, herringbone, wishbone. Went out for the trophy and brought the shit home. Blowing loud endo. Chop the rock to 16-bit Super Nintendo. The cream rises in a crescendo, nigga. With Nag Daddy kicking at. You know what I mean? Jump off the motherfucking cliff live out the district. Shit, my nigga. Word. Woo.